The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Government has been urged to address challenges facing tobacco farmers.
255 suspected illegal immigrants have been arrested.
Within international news, Ugandan leader has been nominated as ruling party's presidential candidate for 2026 polls.
In sports news, Barbara Banda has admitted that Copper Queens have to improve in some areas ahead of their remaining matches.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekaina Sakala.
And I'm Grace Wanji.
Chipangali District Council Chairperson Maxon Nkoma has called on the government to intervene and protect the interests of tobacco farmers following challenges experienced during the 2025 tobacco marketing season. He said some tobacco companies have failed to buy tobacco from farmers, causing panic and distress among those who have not yet sold their crop. Mr. Nkoma explained that upon receiving complaints from tobacco farmers in Eastern Province, his office conducted a physical inspection at major tobacco market floors in both Chipata and Lusaka to verify the farmers' concerns. He noted that at the Chipata main tobacco floors, most companies licensed by the government to buy tobacco had stopped purchasing, which has alarmed farmers still holding unsold tobacco. According to Mr. Nkoma, checks at the JTI Baobab tobacco flows showed that JTI was nearing its purchase target for the 2025 season, despite many of its contracted farmers still having unsold tobacco. He added that analysts of information collected from farmers suggested that some JTI field officers were colluding with tobacco vendors to sell tobacco to the company using the names of JTI contracted farmers without their knowledge. He says this has left some JTI farmers stranded with tobacco outside JTI offices in Chipata.
If you drive through there, you see a lot of vehicles parked outside. These are non-ordinary tobacco dealers, but these are farmers that were contracted by JTI to produce tobacco. And at the main floors in Lusaka, we only found one company which is buying, Hewa and Koto. The rest of the companies have stopped buying. And if you were to go to the main floors, the Tobacco Association of Zambia today in Lusaka, you find that over 200 trucks have been marooned at the Tobacco Association. They are stranded with tobacco and so on and so forth. So I wish to call upon the minister responsible for agriculture to take keen interest immediately and ensure that the interest of the farmers is protected by coming up with workable solutions, working together with TBZ to find buyers that can buy this tobacco from the farmers.
Lusaka City Council LCC has reduced the monthly shop rent at Simon Mwa Market from 1,500 kwacha to 1,000 kwacha with immediate effect. This decision was made following a motion by Kamwala Ward Councillor and Audit Committee Member Mainda Simata, who highlighted that the previous rent was too high for ordinary marketeers, resulting in 99% of the shops being vacant. Mr. Simata explained that the market was underperforming with only about 5 out of 342 shops occupied, causing an accumulative loss exceeding 1.5 million kwacha. The rent reduction aims to attract more tenants and improve market occupancy. He added that 1,000 kwacha is the lowest rent the council can charge while still covering salaries and operational costs.
Almost 99% of all the shops, all the 342 shops on the upper deck of the market were deserted. That was an actual loss on the part of the council, because we were not collecting that revenue, because marketeers had complained that the 1.5 was too high. So we tabled a motion. I moved a motion through, of course, the relevant committee, the Committee for Community Development and Social Services, where I moved the motion that we should reduce the amount from 1,500 to 1,000. And I'm thankful that the committee members, as well as the full council, supported the motion, because we all want to see this new facility begin to perform and begin to post surplus revenues for the council, because it is this revenue which we use in our day-to-day service delivery efforts in the various wards.
The Department of Immigration in Lusaka has apprehended a total of 255 suspected illegal immigrants. Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshenka says the suspects were arrested on Friday during a cleanup operation conducted in collaboration with other security wings. Mr. Nshenka explained that the operation, which is part of ongoing efforts to curb illegal migration and enhance internal security, led to the apprehension of individuals believed to be in the country without valid immigration status.
Following preliminary screening, 42 individuals, the majority of whom are Zambian citizens, were released unconditionally after presenting valid documentation. A total of 213 persons remain in detention, pending further screening and formal immigration procedures. Among those detained are 133 Burundians, 44 Congolese, 13 Rwandese, 12 Tanzanians, 7 individuals claiming to be Zambians, 2 Somalis, 1 Indian and 1 Nigerian.
GATRO International has stepped up its fight against malaria in Zambia with the launch of the second edition of the Buy Doom and Peaceful Sleep and Winner House competition. This collaborative initiative involving ShopRite Zambia, Tiger Brands and GATRO International aims to raise awareness and educate communities on effective malaria prevention methods while encouraging the purchase of Doom and Peaceful Sleep mosquito control products. Customers who purchase cans of Doom, Peaceful Sleep or both will stand a chance to win a two-bedroom house along with various other exciting prizes. Speaking at the launch event in Lusaka, GATRO International's Sales and Marketing Director Muhammad Imran highlighted the alarming statistics that 4 people die daily from malaria in Zambia, with pregnant women and children under 5 being the most vulnerable. He emphasized that combating malaria requires a united effort from all stakeholders, not just the Ministry of Health.
As mentioned, this year's competitions align with the Protect Your Home campaign, which we have been running in collaboration with the End Malaria Council, and the campaign focused on providing information to expectant mothers and mothers with children 5 and under on how best to safeguard their households. Together, let us continue our efforts to eliminate malaria. Thank you for being a part of this launch. Thank you.
At the same event, End Malaria Council representatives Lucy Kasanga echoed these sentiments, stressing that malaria is preventable and urging everyone to take proactive measures to protect themselves and their families. She expressed optimism that Zambia can become malaria-free if all sectors join hands in the fight against the disease.
Is that we should not be talking about malaria. Malaria has been with us for decades and decades, and no one needs to be suffering from malaria. You know why? Because malaria is preventable by the measures that are here, and it's treatable. In other words, you only die because you do not prevent.
The competition runs from July 5th to October 5th, 2025.
Within international news, Senegalese Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko has expressed concerns about the erosion of international norms and the growing tendency of some powerful countries to unilaterally impose their own rules. Within an interview with China media group CMG, Sonko, who was within Taijing for the 2025 summer Davos, criticized U.S. tariff hikes on its trade partners, emphasizing certain nations have historically asserted their influence by establishing rules that primarily serve their own interests. However, he noted that these countries now seek to break away from these rules because the world is now shifting towards a more balanced order. He underscored the significance of initiatives with the Global South, especially within BRICS, a group of emerging economies, as vital steps towards fostering a more equitable multilateral world.
Still in international news, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has been nominated as a sole candidate to represent the ruling party in the next year's presidential election. Museveni, who will seek a 7th consecutive 5-year term, was nominated by the National Resistance Movement, NRM, at a meeting held in the national capital of Kampala. His unopposed nomination means the party will not hold primary.